Welcome, 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 welcome back to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Wednesday to you. It's Wednesday, November the 11th. We've got a lot of things to talk about today. But first, as I said, I'm your host, Keith Pompey. I'm a new-time listener, first-time listener. I said new-time listener. What the heck is that? But if you're a first-time listener, what you need to know is that this is the only podcast that covers the 76ers that comes to you 3 to 5 times a week in the offseason. We come to you 5 times a week during the season. And a little background about me, I'm the 76ers beat writer for the Philadelphia Inquirer. You can read my stuff in the Philly Inquirer, the Philly Daily News. You can also read my stuff on Inquirer.com. And you can follow me on Twitter at Pompey on Sixers, Instagram at Pompey on Sixers, okay? But today, you know, last podcast I talked about there's a different feel to this draft surrounding the Sixers, which is true. So I want to do a little bit more deep dive in that. And I think a lot of it, not only are the Sixers better, but a lot of it has to do with Daryl Morey, right? The new president of basketball ops. Secondly, you know, I just want to talk about the new Sixers uniforms. I'm getting some mixed results from it. You know, talking to people. Some people love them. Some people hate them. You know, I want to talk about that a little bit. And thirdly, as we always do, we always just go on and just talk about some tidbits on the third segment, right? So let's get this all started, right? So, you know, my last podcast, I talked about how there's a different feel, which is true. But there's also a huge unknown. You know, a huge unknown. Like, you know, Daryl Morey, you know, has been over in the Western Conference. You know, he's kind of like, you know, in the analytics. Not kind of. He's really into analytics, right? I mean, he's like, they call it Morey ball. You know, he's like the preeminent guy for analytics in basketball in the NBA, right? He's that guy. But also, he's also a win-now type of guy. And he goes after guys who basically, when he goes after young talent, it's typically guys who fit analytically, right? But also, what he does is he's usually trades draft picks for players who can help him now. You know, he makes big-time trades. So that's what he's known for. So when you're talking about going into this draft, the draft which is going to be November the 18th, next Wednesday, you have to say to yourself, you're like, okay, well, what is he going to do? Like, honestly, what is Daryl going to do? I mean, is Daryl going to keep this draft pick? Is he going to make a trade? You know, a lot of people think that, you know, Al Horford is the best trade trip to get rid of. You know, maybe you could get rid of Al Horford. You could send him to Sacramento. You know, you could give him the first round pick and everything's good. I mean, you know, we talked about that before. I'm sorry for keep bringing up old things, but that's what some people are thinking. And when you have a guy like Daryl Morey, especially a guy who is new, and what I mean by that is he hasn't been involved in the Sixers draft discussions or pursuit of certain prospects, you know, background and all doing background checks on all these guys and evaluations. You know, this stuff normally is a year out when people started. So he hasn't been privy to it because, let's face it, he has been with the Houston Rockets. And he wasn't thinking about the Sixers. You know what I mean? So, you know, you look at it and you say, well, dang, we got a guy who's basically known for making trades. The Sixers have a roster that, for as much as they get the hype for hiring Daryl Morey and getting a coach in Doc Rivers and an all-star assistant coaching staff, so to speak, they still have roster problems. They still have pieces that don't fit. So what is Daryl Morey going to do? I mean, that's the question. That's the question that everyone has to ask themselves. And that what makes this also, in addition to these things we talked about in the last podcast, that's what makes this such a different draft. There's a lot of the unknown. And you look at Hinkie, you know, he was Hinkie's mentor, so to speak. And you look at all the crazy moves that Hinkie made. I ain't going to say crazy like in crazy. I'm talking about like he wasn't afraid to make trades, right? He just wasn't. So you look at that and you say to yourself, well, this is the guy that he learned this stuff from. So what can we expect from Morey? You know, so there's a lot going on and a lot to look into with this draft. And, you know, I'm here to say I'm excited. I'm expecting something to happen. I am not expecting them to sit pat and everything to go like, oh, 21, we're going to take this guy. Oh, 32, we're going to take that guy. We're going to get this guy. I'm not expecting that. I think that they have a win now mentality. I think that they know that they have to upgrade this roster in order for them to be able to compete with the Milwaukee Bucks, the Miami Heat, all those things. Now, again, they can argue and they can say, we were there. You know, look at our home record. But I think realistically, we got to look at their road record, especially if fans aren't going to be in the stands. I mean, let's keep it real. You know, they're not going to have that energy that they can, you know, feed off of. So with that being said, I think that, you know, we could see some moves, man. I really do. Now, another thing that I think that y'all should do is I think that y'all need to go. And I'm, you know, I hope you're not here tired of me saying this, but this is, I mean, it's the truth. Y'all need to go to builtbar.com, use the promo code LOCKEDON, and get a percentage off of your next Built Bar purchase, the 10% off. I'm telling you, this is by far the best protein bar out there. It's chocolate. It's gooey. I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. Now, I'm going to tell you this. When I get off of this podcast, the first thing I'm going to do is go in my cabinet and pull out one of my Built Bars and tear that thing up. And they have new flavors. It's so good. Now, most of the people who know, y'all know that I'm addicted to Built Bar. Y'all know I'm addicted to chocolate. So if you want to know the high that I'm getting right now talking about it, you need to do yourself a favor. Go on to builtbar.com, use the promo code Locked On, and get a discount on the best protein bar around. Hey, as I said before, in order for you to download this podcast, you could go to any place that you download podcasts at or subscribe to podcasts. Not only will you get this Locked On Sixers podcast, but you also need to get all the Locked On Network. As I said before, we come to you guys 3 to 5 times a week in the off season and 5 times a week during the season. This is the only podcast that comes to you that frequently, right? So you need to do what you need to do and go down there and download this podcast, especially if you want to get information from experts, especially on this beat. As I said, I covered the 76ers for the Philadelphia Inquirer. We are the Philadelphia Inquirer's the paper of record. So with this podcast, you're getting a lot of the skinny, right? In regards to the jersey, now I'm looking at the thing right now. There's a card I have. And, you know, the 76ers released their city edition jerseys yesterday. and it is a black jersey. It has 25, it's a black jersey with red and blue trim, right? The player's jersey number is going to be on the top. In the middle, it's going to be, there's a picture of Boathouse Road lit up, right, at nighttime, what it looks like. Now, I'm going to tell you, if you haven't been to Philadelphia, is it when you drive past the Schuylkill and you go past and you see Boathouse Road on the left-hand side or the right-hand side, you know, depending on which way you're traveling, it's a beautiful sight to see. It is. So they have a picture of that, and then they have Philadelphia on the bottom. Now, I've been getting a lot of more negative responses to these jerseys than positive. See, there was a black jersey that the Sixers used to have, and it was, you know, Allen Iverson rocked it. They wore it in the 2001 NBA Finals. I mean, they've been rocking them for like 10 years. Last time they wore it was, I believe, the 2008-2009 season. And, you know, a lot of people thought when AI last week said we're going to have something to announce, I'm paraphrasing, in a tweet in a couple of days, a lot of people thought they were going to go back to those jerseys. Now, were those jerseys the bomb? Were they the best jerseys ever? No. But there was history with them. So a lot of people thought that that was going to be the thing. That's what they were going to go back to. Now, this is some of the things that people have been saying to me about the new ones. They don't like them. Now, there are some who do. But for the most part, when you look at a jersey, a black jersey, black is supposed to be tough. Black is supposed to be like, rawr. Well, this black is, when you know, it's rowing. And, you know, I covered the Davel Regatta. You know, I know my high school team had, my high school had a rowing team at North Catholic. But for the most part, rowing doesn't really epitomize Philly. Yes, you got the Davel Regatta. Yes, you have Boathouse Row. But it doesn't epitomize all classes. It epitomized, back in the day, it was the wealthy. It was guys who went to prep schools. And it was Ivy Leaguers, right? In the beginning. And it signified old money, right? So there are some people who said to me, like, yo, how come they didn't do like the art museum steps? Or, yo, how come they didn't do like downtown? Yo, how come they didn't do this? Like, it, like, they're not thinking about all people. So those are some of the arguments that I'm getting. I mean, I'm literally getting emails about this stuff. I'm getting phone calls about it. You know, it's some people feel excluded. And one guy said, you know, this is Black Lives Matter. Why they got these jerseys? So, you know, I keep going back and forth on them. But, you know, I think I would have preferred, personally, I don't have anything to do with it. But I like the old jerseys, the one that AI rock, just because you got this team. They're trying to make a statement with Doc Rivers. They're trying to make a statement with Daryl Morey. You know, Ben Simmons is all-NBA. Joel Embiid's motivated, all-star, three-time all-star. Like, yo, the time is now. And that was success. And also, when they came out, you look at it and you're like, okay, they're ready to play with AI. But, you know, again, everyone's not going to like everything. We know that. Everyone's not going to like it. So that's just how it is. All right, now we're getting back to this third segment, you know, and as I said before the start of the prior segment is, you know, wherever you go to subscribe to your podcast, you can subscribe to the Locked On 76ers podcast. You can also follow me, Keith Pompey, in the Inquirer.com, where you get daily 76ers stories, especially leading up to the draft. We'll have something in tomorrow's paper on a draft prospect, a guy who should be around for the Sixers, a guy who's on the Sixers radar. So make sure you go on Thursday morning and get that. You'll have another one Friday morning, another one Saturday morning, the whole nine. So make sure you do that. But, you know, here's the thing, like, the NBA Board of Governors yesterday approved the new CBA. They approved the start of the season on December the 22nd. They approved a lot of other things. So basketball is here, folks. I'm kind of excited. You know, the one thing that I'm really excited about is, you know, you have to be real with yourself about this season. You know, we have to be real that there's going to be some setbacks, right? Because of the pandemic is still here. So there's going to be some setbacks. But the thing that really I'm looking forward to is that they're going to get started earlier. They're going to try to finish, you know, like they normally do at time. So then all of a sudden, everything's going to go back to normalcy. Like, they're going to have, guys are going to have a summer break. I mean, there's going to be the Olympics. And then it's going to get started all over again in October for the not this upcoming season, but the next season, right? September, October. So I'm just happy that we're going to get back to normalcy. I'm happy that, you know, when you look at it, there's probably going to be a vaccine. Well, there is going to be a vaccine. And, you know, hopefully we'll all get it by April. You know, so that would be great to, whereas, you know, there'll be fans in the stands. Not saying in April, but I'm saying for the following season. You know, I don't know what it's going to be like this year. I don't know if things will get better, but, you know, it's tough. Like, it really is tough, because it's one of those things where you look at it and you say you want everything now, but you have to be patient. I mean, it's nothing that we can do about it. You know, a prime example, you know, I want my daughter in school. I do. I want her to, you know, I have an only child, and you want her to be out there to mingle and do all the things she can, and she wants to do it. But as a parent, you have to be protective. You have to use common sense. You can't just say, go out there and do whatever. You have to take care. You got to provide for them. You have to take care of them. Of your children. And so it's kind of like the league. Like, you know, you want everything now. You want everything to go back to normalcy. But you know that you have to be precautious. Use precaution. You have to. And that's just how it is. And so you have to be patient. You have to be patient. You have to learn from this. You have to make the best of it. So, you know, that's where I am right now with the whole pandemic thing. And I'm hopeful that the following season is going to be great. I want to thank you all for listening, and have a great, great day.